Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well Live today. This show, we're kind of talking about, you know, in Ecclesiastes, they talk about to everything, turn, there's a season. Well, there is a season, right, where things change in your life as you stop into retirement, you stop receiving the same kind of income. But in those seasons, you know, how do we minimize the tax that we pay? Because a lot of things change that I did not realize, honestly. Hans, I'm here with certified financial planner Hans Scheil with, of course, Cardinal Guide. But Hans, the whole game kind of just changes on a lot of different levels. And so understanding that and planning for it is really helpful to leverage that for the kingdom.
Well, yeah. So when we start talking about income taxes and income taxes in retirement, really in today's show, that what I want to teach everybody is that taxes are different in retirement than they were for those of you that are 50, 55, 60 and planning, or younger, planning on retiring. You got some time now to prepare for this retirement season, and your tax situation is going to be it's going to be better if you look upon paying taxes.
Right.
It's not a good thing.
And Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know the plans I have for you are to prosper you and not to harm you. And so there's prosperity that can come in this season as part of not having the tax burden that you had when you were working.
Yeah. Well, and so I want to talk about one of the clients that I'm just working with now that didn't retire until he was 73 years old, which is great. And he still worked part-time. And he has drawn his IRA in 5 years from $500,000 and some, let's say $550,000, down to about $80,000. So that's, for the most part, gone. And all those drawdowns for those 5 years have, a good bit of that money has gone and paid in taxes, because that's on top of all his other income. So he's kind of learned about taxes in retirement the hard way, and he's in to see me to see what he can do about it. So he's been living off his IRA, and now we've got to live off of something else. So he's seen taxes in retirement really kind of on the dark side. And so as I begin to help him, I'm saying, now how much of this money that you were making or have been making over these 5 years, how much have you been actually spending and using, okay, to support your lifestyle? And, you know, we found that more than a third of it is going to taxes, like about two-fifths of it is actually going to pay taxes. So the net amount that he needs to live on, when you include his Social Security and the money he was drawing out of his IRA minus the taxes, and then back on the Social Security minus the tax, when you put all that together, it was about 60 grand or so that he needed, or he needs going forward to live off of. But he needed to realize for taxes about 90 grand to 100 grand just to have 60 left over. So the first thing that comes to my mind, if I could bring his tax rate to zero, all I got to do is find 60 grand a year for him.
And there are structures there once you're in retirement that, you know, just to begin with, right? You don't have to pay
Well, first of all, he makes 40 grand a year between he and his wife in Social Security. So you take 40 grand a year and you put all this other income on top of it, taxable income. He was paying to the IRS taxes on 85% of his Social Security. By the time he got done paying that tax, he was really only left with about 25, 26, 27,000 of that 40 grand. So if I could just get him to be able to keep the whole 40 grand,
because it's possible. In fact, if you were living off your Social Security, there's no taxes on it, right?
That's correct. So if he had no other income, he got 40 grand to work with. Well, that's not enough for him. But what was causing him to pay taxes on his Social Security was all this other taxable income that he was realizing every year. So one of the solutions for him, and I wish I'd have met him 5 years ago, because we could have worked this a bit better, is to start drawing money out of some of his other assets that he's already paid taxes on.
Right. And the more I talk to you about that, the more I realize, wow, there's a lot of places that you could have income, or you could have assets that you've already paid taxes on. So as you use those,
how about a savings account?
Right.
The bank. Now, most people don't have big amounts there in that, but some do. How about a CD? I mean, if we got a $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 CD or an assortment of CDs, you've already paid tax on that money. I mean, if he had $200,000 in CDs, that's 20 grand a year for 10 years without making any interest that he could just pull in and spend as income, and he wouldn't have to pay any tax to get it.
And so this is one of those places where a Roth IRA sounds really good.
Well, it does. And so a lot of people his age really don't have too much in Roth IRAs unless they were smart enough to do a conversion before they retired, or they really kind of jumped. The Roth IRA is 20 years old, but a lot of folks didn't really jump on it right away. And so it's more people in their 60s and 50s. Some it is, but he doesn't have any Roth IRA money. But if he did, that would be a simple solution. You can pull anything out of there, no taxes. So, you know, what I was able to do, or I'm in the process of doing for him, is really getting to where he has 5 grand a month or 60 grand a year coming in tax-free, okay? And I can make his Social Security totally tax-free by getting their other taxable income below a certain level. And we've already figured out a way to do that. And it's simply by pulling money out of like a brokerage account or a CD and living off of that instead of IRA money. So we can just pull out a net amount. And pretty easy to do. He's thrilled.
And then the frosting on the cake with the IRA is if it sits out there, you still have that.
Well, the 80 grand that we still have in the IRA, I'm leaving it because this guy's a tither. I met him in church, and I certainly want to encourage people. We got this whole tax problem. I don't think his giving is really what took him into a financial difficulties and a tax problem, and I certainly want to keep that, and so does he. So we're going to simply, because he's over 70 and a half, he's 78, we're going to leave that remaining 80 grand that he thought was going to disappear over the next 9 to 12 months. We're going to keep that there and make our contributions to the church out of that. And that's going to be a totally tax-free transfer.
Right. So you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, and all these are based on his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And as always, we have a free copy of a PDF of the chapter that we're talking about today at the website cardinalguide.com. It's under the 7 Worries tab, this one being income tax.
Yeah.
And, you know, that whole thing is available either through the PDF or you can get the book easy enough online. It isn't, what, $3 or something?
Yeah, it's not even that. It's $1.99 for the Kindle. It's $7.99 for the paper book. If you're a Prime member, it's free shipping. If you go on cardinalguide.com, anybody that's listening to the show and you'd like a copy of either book, either the digital or paperback, we'll get one in the mail to you. You just give us your contact information, no charge. I mean, we're really not in the business of selling books as much as we are educating people, and we've been real blessed in our business that a lot of people that read about this, hear the message, they seem to be plenty of them calling us up and looking for help.
Yeah, and today's show, again, talking about income taxes in retirement being such a completely different, you know, ball game or a different season, really, the way it's explained in Ecclesiastes. But actually, you know, for everybody, tax-free isn't the way to go. It's a it's a real honor to pay taxes and a benefit. You know, I know that I'll never forget my boss one time, you know, putting his head in his hand and saying, boy, I will long for the days where I could pay taxes again.
Yeah, I've been there. Where I've gotten into so focused on write-offs that I've been successful. Now I'm losing money and I get to write that off. You know, great. I'd rather make money and pay taxes. Yeah, and, you know, this strategy that I'm speaking about doesn't work for everybody, especially if you have a higher income needs than maybe a net of 50 or 60 grand a year. And you got to have a big Social Security check as part of that. Somebody that needs $100,000 a year to live net, which means that they need to, if they're going to pay taxes on all of it, they're going to need to draw about 150 grand. They're going to be paying taxes on their Social Security. They're just going to be paying a lot of taxes. So the people that are fairly well off, we have strategies to lower taxes for them, but they're not specifically what we're talking about on the show here. But this covers a lot of people, what we're talking about here, that, you know, need to net around $50,000 or $60,000 a year to live, and they've got several sources to draw their money from. It applies to a lot of people.
Right. So there's a different season. And the neat thing is that there's all sorts of technologies that are there and available. When we come back, we're going to find out more about what's in this season of taxing, how to maximize kingdom impact, because it may be through paying taxes, but it also, you know, maybe using that money tax-free to benefit the kingdom or your family in other ways. So we'll be right back with certified financial planner Han Child. Again, always remember, it's cardinalguide.com. That where you go and find out all these resources, including the rest of this show. If you don't get to hear about it, you can listen to it on the podcast or past shows. All there at cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Child, brought to you by cardinalguide.com. Of course, you can always find out all these resources at cardinalguide.com, including the, if you didn't get to hear the beginning of the show, when you, oh, wow, income taxes we're talking about today and retirement and how this is really a different season. But really, you know, for those of us who are familiar with You Moved My Cheese, you know, if you're used to having a certain strategy for income taxes, when you go into retirement, Hans, it's a whole new ball game, and different things apply for different people with different needs, especially when there are so many different kinds of assets that they could have.
Well, yeah, ideally, you go into retirement, well, you know you're going to have a Social Security check, so that's not ideally. I mean, pretty much everybody's got that. Some people don't, but most do, even spouses that didn't work or people that were spouses and then their husband. Most folks going into retirement got a Social Security check. And Social Security is taxed by the other income that you have. So if you got no other income, you don't pay any taxes on your Social Security. But most folks have other income because Social Security is generally not enough to live on. But, you know, like I said, ideally you'd have three buckets of money to be able to pull money from. One would be Social Security. The second one would be an IRA or a former 401k or still for, you know, money that you're going to pull from that hasn't been taxed yet. And then a third bucket, which could be a brokerage account, it could be a CD, a savings account, it could be something you sell. I mean, it's just
real estate.
It would be a bucket of money or a bucket of resources that you can pull money from that you don't have to pay any taxes on, okay? And if you have three sources of income, when you're retired, you're able on a year-by-year business. You can't decide how much your Social Security check is going to be for the year, but you can take the amount that you need in excess of your Social Security check, and you can divide that up between the taxable bucket and the non-taxable bucket and create a cash flow so that you're effectively in control of your taxable income.
Right, and that gets back to, wow, you know, creating those kind of buckets earlier on in life, even if you're in your 40s, to say, wow, that Roth IRA makes a lot more sense, because when you get here, you know, then you've got a different kind of bucket to use and really effectively reduce your tax burden at that point.
Well, see, a lot of folks ask us if we do taxes. And the answer to that question is yes. But typically only for the folks that we're doing or have done financial planning for. Because our focus is different than doing your 2018 taxes, which now is the season. We do those for probably a couple hundred clients a year. Which is a lot of clients when you're doing those. We've got 5,000 clients. If somebody just calls us up and says, will you do our taxes? I guess we'd consider it, but we typically would refer them to someone else. We have a CPA that works within our firm, or actually outside the walls of our firm, but is connected with us that does taxes. What we do differently than a CPA is we're not looking at 2018. We're looking at 2020, 2021. We're still looking at 2019 because we're sitting here in the beginning of the year with our clients and we're saying, how much tax do we want to pay this year? How much tax is acceptable to you? Most people answer that with a zero.
But, you know, for those people that need that kind of income of $100,000, what you're talking about, I'd kind of rather pay tax, Hans, if I get that way, you know,
well, sure.
And have that kind of leverage for the kingdom, sure.
Sure, and there's things you can do for those people. We're just not talking about them on the show today. I just want to, I'm speaking to something simple here that you can do. And frankly, if you don't have that other bucket of money, which is you've already paid taxes on, it's kind of hard to create it at 70-some years old. There are ways, but you can sell something or whatever. But I'm really speaking a lot to the people who are 50, 55, 60, 45 in your 40s. You want to be planning so when you get to retirement, you can draw an income from something, a monthly income, that you're going to pay no taxes on the money coming in every month.
And yeah. Annuities are those too, right?
Well, you could do that with an annuity, or you could be partially taxed on that. But the ideal product is a Roth IRA. So if you're younger, as we consider somebody younger when they're 60 in our world.
Thanks a lot, huh?
That happens to be how old I am. Or 50 or real young. You've still got time to accumulate money in a Roth IRA, or perhaps to convert some of your Roth, some of your traditional IRA money into a Roth. So when you get around to about 65, 68, 70, and you start retiring, then you'll have a bucket of money to pull from where you don't owe any income tax. And that way you can pull from your taxable bucket of money just enough that you don't pay any taxes on your Social Security. And that's the game we play with a lot of folks. And we manage it year by year.
And who doesn't want a bucket of money? But there's
that requires savings and discipline. Doing without. Planning ahead.
Yeah, there you go. But you had another story in your book that...
Well, I do. I mean, I had a gentleman who came to me, and it's actually in the book. This guy was about 4 years ago. And I was looking for his name, but you'll find him throughout the book. And I know his real name, but that's not in the book. And we've dealt with him, and he had simplified it. He had delayed his Social Security till 70. He was just like 66, and or he was 68, actually. He was 68, had delayed till 70, getting Social Security, but he just retired. So he went to a major stock brokerage. He said, I need 70 grand a year. I got this much money. Can you make that much for me? And so they just, completely ignorant of taxes, came up with some kind of a plan that looked a little iffy to me, to, and it did to him, to make him 70 grand a year. I sat down with him and I said, well, do you really need 70 grand a year? How much is your Social Security? Oh, I'm delaying that till 70. I thought, okay. Anyhow, he's the guy we went through in the book, and we discovered that he still had a kid in high school. And so we were able to get him his Social Security plus another Social Security check. And by the time we were all done, we had like 50 grand of the 70 coming in for at least a few years in Social Security. Now the question comes, do we have to pay taxes on that Social Security? And that, of course, is affected by how much other income you have. And long story short, we were able to pull for a few years enough money out of his already paid tax on the money bucket that he didn't really pay almost any tax at all, and none on his Social Security. He had his 70 grand. He lived well, and then we were able to take his retirement accounts and just crank them up and invest them a little more for the long term. And then still, his Social Security, we're going to be able to go out for quite a while just pulling little income from those taxable accounts.
And so this, you know, kind of shows how circular so much of this information is, that one of the seven worries to have is Social Security and deciding, gee, do I take that at 66? Do I take it at 67? Do I take it at 70? And all those things require a lot of information to make a good decision, right? You got to know a lot of things. Like where this man had a child that was still in high school, that was a significant issue for his Social Security.
Now we're on the Social Security chapter.
Right.
And here's a guy that has young children. And so he could have been filing for Social Security 2 years earlier and collecting on that kid all along, which would have been far more than the extra Social Security by delaying. But he had done all the research, the smart guy on his own, missed that one, and he was so focused on delaying till 70 and getting that extra money that he kind of missed the whole thing. And we pointed that out to him, and he's a very happy camper.
Which just speaks to all the different pieces of the equation. And one of the pieces that I wonder about as I'm in this stage of my life with my dad and my mother-in-law and all that, you know, wow, long-term care is a something that could be coming your way, and what do we do with that? When it comes
plan.
To taxes, right.
Yeah. Now, with taxes, I mean, so if we need to pay for, you need to pay for some long-term care for your dad out of his money, we're going to go find his IRA, and we're going to pay the bills out of the IRA. And, you know, the reason we're going to do that is we're going to create taxable income, and then the medical expense, which long-term care is, and home health care and all that, is a tax deduction. It's a tax-deductible medical expense. It's not dollar for dollar, but, you know, in other words, if we spend another 30 grand a year on home health care, then we're going to pull that 30 grand out of his IRA and create taxable income on the one side, but take a tax deduction for the medical expenses, so the two just kind of wipe each other out.
So that's the advantage of knowing all the different angles to the piles of money.
Well, what I was going to say, what about long-term care? You know, the answer to that is plan for it. I mean, it's just one more thing. We got to plan for taxes. It's all the seven worries that we have in there. We need to plan for taxes, and we need to plan for long-term care. We need to plan for health care and Medicare. We need to plan for Social Security. You know, we need to plan for retirement income. We need to plan estate planning, and we need to plan for death. And our survivors and the generations. So a lot to think about.
That's getting back to Jeremiah, which, you know, really gives me hope, Hans, when he says, I know the plans, you know, he had a plan all along. It's going to prosper you and not to harm you. You know, and often I know when these people come to see you, they've got this look of big worry on there, but actually there's a lot of reasons for hope.
Oh, absolutely there are. I mean, there's not too many people that bring us problems that we can't solve, okay? And we get them to look at things in a different way. Sometimes there's some self-discipline issues. Sometimes there's tax issues. Sometimes people are reluctant to talk about their problems because they're just carrying the burden themselves. They feel like they're letting their family down or they've let them down. many times the solution to the problem isn't even where they think it is. But we don't have too many problems that we can't work out for folks.
Yeah, and it's really cool to hear the stories. And again, all this information, as well as a lot of the actual stories, are there in the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement. It's Hans's book. It's there at the Seven Worries chapter. You can get all seven chapters if you want via PDF, or you can just go get the Kindle for $1.90 or email Hans. You know, while you're there, if you got a question for Hans or something that you want information, you know, that's why we're telling you, go to cardinalguide.com.
You know, a lot of folks don't, I don't mention this enough. We have an office in Durham. We've got an office in Greensboro right by the airport. And we've got an office in Charlotte right off of Sharon, Amity, and Independence. So anybody that wants to come see us, I mean, we meet a lot of our clients over the phone, but we've got offices in these folks, places, and we'll be glad to sit down with you. We'll talk to you on the phone. We really want to get you educated and get you to value really planning and the whole planning process.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Finishing Well.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.